5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Circus! Afro Circus! Afro Circus! Afro
Welcome to The Clown Car, a parenting podcast where a dad
and mom
talk about what it's like being the ringleaders in our own circus.
Sorry, I sound like Marvin the Martian.
And mom!
I'm a mom.
I'm coming to blow your planet up!
Oh, that was a horrible
That's
Marvin.
That's horrible, Marvin.
Greetings, Earthlings.
That's much better. Wait. Here's my impression. There. Yes. I could do the Chewie.
Yes. That doesn't even take skill.
Yes it does. I was complimented on my Chewie the other day. Thank you very much.
Anyway, now you know my little secret that I can do a Marvin voice.
That's right.
I'm a mom.
Anyway, we are not professionals. The only credentials we have are four kids.
Four.
So do your research and find what works for you.
Hello, I am Barry Ricks, and this is my wife, Crystal Ricks. I can't do Marvin. That's one I can't do. So, but we have four kids, ages 8, 6, 4, and 2. And we can say 8, 6, 4, and 2 now because we had a birthday this week.
Yes, it's so much easier. Yes. Or we could say 2, 4, 6, 8.
Oh, yeah.
Who do we appreciate?
The Ricks! The Ricks!
Oh, can you tell it's late?
Yes, okay.
It's so late that we're not even going to do a topic tonight.
No,
we're just going to
tell you our stories of the week.
And
so
go to bed.
Let's talk about our crazy circus.
Let's do.
It's time for the stories of the week.
So, yeah, so we're just going to do our stories of the week because we got a really late start tonight. But we still wanted to do a show because we know that some of you just love hearing the sound of our wonderful voices.
And our great impressions.
And our great impressions. That's right. So, honey. Why don't you talk about probably the biggest thing that happened this week?
Well, first off, I just want to say that we made it through September. We never talked about it.
So, yeah, we did our no soda September and only one cheat day for sweets September.
A week. Not once a month.
So, yeah, and we did it.
We did so good that I was like, let's keep on going. And here we are sitting with a box of cookies.
It's not a box. It's a tub.
It's our tub of cookies, but we don't have soda. At least we're drinking water.
So, yeah, we are drinking water. That's true. So, but you have continued not to drink soda. As for myself,
I've given up caffeine.
I fell off the bandwagon.
That's okay. I didn't believe in you.
Well, I have free soda at work, and so it's just like, what do I want to drink? Water or Dr. Pepper?
Duh.
Yeah, duh, Dr. Pepper. Yeah.
For now, I've sworn off caffeine.
There you go.
Indefinitely.
There you go.
There I do go.
Okay.
So anyway, this week, we finally got our kids back in order on their birthdays.
Even numbers.
Their ages. And so our 5, now 6-year-old, had her birthday.
Yay!
And so her birthday was on Tuesday, but we had her party on Friday. Tuesday night was fun.
It was fun.
We canceled all of our plans because we did have plans.
We did have plans, but we canceled them.
Like I said.
I'm just reiterating.
And then we rented the Barbie Rockin' Royals movie.
Rockin' Royals.
And we watched it, and I actually really liked it.
It was actually, I'll even say it was enjoyable to watch.
I liked it enough to the next day. Our 3-year-old was like, can I watch Barbie? And
four,
I was like,
four. She's
oh, yeah,
four.
Four.
Now.
Wow. I just said it was
you
easy.
Fail.
Anyway, our 4-year-old said, can I watch it again? And I was like, yeah, and I want to watch it with you.
Because so, the music's fun.
Yeah, so we were dancing and singing along to Barbie. So that was fun.
Yep. So, yeah, so we just did, and she, you know, opened up letters from grandparents that had money in it, and so she was super excited, and we had a present for her as well, but most of her birthday shindig stuff was going to happen on her Friday party, so.
Right. And I had mentioned last week that we were going to just do a family party thing in a town. We were going to go to Chuck E. Cheese in a town that's like an hour and a half away. But last minute, our daughter was like, I want a party instead. Let's invite my entire class.
Yeah.
So I made cute invitations and I went to the school and when I brought her cupcakes and I passed out all the invitations. And on the invitation it said, let us know if you can make it.
Yeah, RSVP, people.
And then by Thursday night it hit me, not a single person has RSVP'd.
Not a one.
And part of the problem is I don't know anyone in the class because school year is still pretty new.
Pretty new, yeah.
And she's in kindergarten, so these are all new kids. There's one kinder class that I know from church, so I emailed that mom, like hunted her down saying, are you coming? And so that mom said, yeah, we'll be there. And so I knew one person would be at her party where we invited about 20 kids. And so I started getting sick to my stomach. I was so stressed out. Like, what if no one comes to this party?
She was really stressed out.
I like your face.
What? So, but no.
She was stressed.
But the party came.
Well, okay. So the night before, the day before, I'm trying to get our house clean. But every time I put something away, our 2-year-old and our 4-year-old would grab it and bring it back out.
Yeah.
Like we have this box of puzzles, and they kept bringing it out to the point where I was like, I am going to explode! And so I text Barry, and I'm like, forget it! I'm going to clean when they're in bed because I'm sick of it. And so, but then I had a meeting, and I was at the meeting for a couple hours, and then I came home, and it was like 10 o'clock at night. And so we stayed up till midnight cleaning the house, and then still no one RSVP'd. I was dying. And so I finally text a couple of my friends who aren't necessarily super close friends with Jay, but I was like, just in case no one comes, can I have you on speed dial? And you can come over just in case I need you to be there for body filling.
Yeah.
Fill your bodies.
Fill your bodies.
But so the party rolled around and one of my backup guests came with her 4 kids. And the girl who RSVP'd that I hunted down came.
And then the second backup family came.
The second backup family. So, but they had a daughter that was Jay's age.
Yeah.
She actually wanted to invite her. They weren't really backup.
They just weren't from her school class, but they're from church.
Yeah. So not a single kid from her class showed up except for the one who we already knew. And so, but we still had our kids. So there was like 10 or 11 kids
there. Yeah, all together with all the backups and everything. Yeah, there's like a dozen kids.
But it killed me because the party started at noon and 12:30 rolls around. I'm like, well, should we get started? And Jay's like, no, I want to wait for everyone to come. And I was like, oh, Jay.
No one else is coming.
This is it, baby. And so at first, I was getting the first game put up and everyone's playing in Jay's room and she's not in there. And then so I go looking for her, and I find her in Grayson's room, and she's sitting at the bookcase just looking at books, like, so sad. I'm like, what are you doing? And she's like, nothing. And then at that moment, I was like, great, the party's ruined. Like, she's not happy. I didn't even want to do this party. I wanted to do Chuck E. Cheese. And then, but after the game started.
She got into it.
By the end of the party, she said, this was awesome. So thank you, friends, who saved the day. I feel I'm forever in your debt. But it ended up being fun. She wanted a Halloween party where everyone dressed in costumes.
So we had lots of princesses.
Yeah, lots of princesses. And we played a couple Halloween games that most of them turned out well. Just a word of advice, listeners. Don't play games where the kids have to pop balloons.
Yes.
Because it makes them cry.
Because the little kids can't do it.
So that turned out kind of awful, but the rest of it was good.
The rest of the games were good.
The treats were fun, and yeah, I mean, it turned out. It wasn't what I was hoping for, but she ended up happy, so I guess that's what all you ask for, right?
That's right.
So, but it was something. It was, what was it? It was an experience.
Yes, that's a good way to put it.
So, but I've realized now that I've always been bad at RSVPing for parties, and from now on, I will RSVP for everything.
It's funny that
that's the worst feeling in the world.
It's funny that you say that because I got something in the mail that I was invited to a luncheon next week, and they said RSVP, and I knew I wasn't going to be there because I'm going out of town for a business trip. But I called them and I said, you know, and it was like the same day I got the letter. I called them and I said, I just want to let you know that I appreciate you inviting me to the luncheon, but I will be out of town and I won't be able to come. And the lady, like you said, is just like, I don't know if she expected anyone to call because she's like, thank you very much for calling. And it's just like, it made me feel good. I'm like, oh man, I am going to RSVP for everything too. Even if it's just saying no, just be like, no, I'm not coming. That way we can at least check you off the list. And we're not like, oh, are you coming or not coming? At least let us know yes or no.
I know, because I made 16 goodie bags just in case, like, her whole class came. And I don't know, it was just like, it was stressful because then I was like, I don't even know how many goodie bags I need to buy. Yeah. And that's money. But I don't know, is that like a, are we just lazy now or rude or self-centered? What is it?
I don't think it's people thinking, being rude. I think people that are going to say no don't want to RSVP because they think that's rude.
Mm.
I think that's what it is. But it's rude to not say no. Be like, I need to know, so you need to say no.
Right.
So it's not rude. The RSVP is just letting me know yes or no. It doesn't mean you have to come, and if you're not coming, then just leave me hanging so I just don't know what's going on.
Well, although technically I put let me know if you are coming.
See,
so everyone
that's your fault.
Was polite and didn't
fault.
Let me know.
You say, so, next time say, if you are coming or if you are not coming, tell me either way.
I know.
Here's my number.
I guess it was a learning thing. You think I'd be a master at parties by now, but anyway, so it was interesting.
Yeah. But something else
we RSVP people.
Something else we did started this week that was pretty exciting and we're happy to do it is that we started reading Harry Potter to our kids. So we started reading book one of Harry Potter, and we read at least a chapter every night. And I'll tell you, people, coming up with different voices for all the characters is hard.
I've been disappointed that you're not saying it in a British accent, actually.
Oh, well, sorry. Be happy that I'm reading it and doing voices. I could just be doing everyone the same.
My favorite was Ron Weasley.
Sounds like a surfer.
No, he sounded like Napoleon Dynamite. You're like, oh
gosh.
Come on, guys.
So,
but the kids don't know, so it's been great.
Yeah, so, but it's been lots of fun. We've read a chapter every single day this week, and you don't realize it, but the first book of Harry Potter is really short.
It is short. We're already
halfway through the book, and we've only read it for a week.
We've set the goal to finish it by Halloween night.
That way we can watch Harry Potter
for Halloween
for the first time, because our kids have never seen the movie because, you know, they still get scared at parts. So we said, if we read the book to you and you guys, you know, aren't too scared from the things that happened in the book, then we'll watch the movie.
Yeah, so it's been so fun.
And they remember a lot. They don't remember everything, but they remember key points, you know, because we quiz them.
I've been surprised. They're good listeners.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like they're listening because they're flopping around on the couch.
I know, right?
And I have to deal with the other two that just don't listen at all. The two younger.
The two littles,
that's been
yeah.
frustrating because they see daddy's busy, so they come jump at me. And like today, our 2-year-old's learning how to talk. And instead of saying snack, he goes, mwah.
He clicks his tongue. He's like, snack.
You know, but
he's
he says,
mwah.
Yeah, he does it like that.
Mwah. Mwah.
But it sounds like an African
dialect or something.
Like the Zulus. But so you're reading Harry Potter today, and he just comes up to me, and he's like, I want a snack, a snack, and just clicking. And I was laughing so hard, and he's crying and just going on. And I was like, I feel like the worst mom because I'm like pointing and laughing. Like,
be like, ah, you're so funny, you can't talk.
But it was just so funny, and he was getting so frustrated, but every time he'd get louder, I'd just start laughing harder, and it was, I don't know, wasn't the best mom moment, but
yeah.
It was so funny.
Well, speaking of the 2-year-old, he's getting to the point where when he has a poopy diaper, he likes to go digging for gold now.
Yay.
He came up with poopy hands the other day, and he's just like, look, I'm poopy, and I'm like, now I have to clean your body.
I know you're like, oh, it's under his fingernails.
So I
love that.
Yeah, and I clipped his fingernails and dug underneath them and made sure to get all the poop out of there.
Yeah, gotta love parenting.
Poop.
See, but that's the thing, is we've been talking, like, we're almost out of this baby stage.
I know, it's so exciting.
And so when people ask, do you want more kids? I'm like, ugh.
No.
I don't even think I, no, like... No more scraping poop out of fingernails.
And it's funny because I often tell people that, you know, the door is closed on having kids, but it's not locked yet. And I think
literally.
I think it's to the point now where people are saying, are going to have more? No. I think I'm confident to say.
Lock it up.
That's locked. We're saying no now.
You say that, but now, like, a year from now, we're probably going to be pregnant.
No, we're not. I'm seeing the doctor next week.
I know. No, it doesn't. Anyway, just let you know. We're feeling pretty darn done.
Yeah, we're excited that our kids are getting older, like the older ones, and they're playing games with us, that we're reading Harry Potter with them. And
we're not scraping poop off their nails.
That's true. Well, there are those days. No, I'm just joking. But the four-year-old, she still wears pull-ups to bedtime, but she's almost getting to the point where she may not need them.
I know.
But within a year's time, we'll probably have the two-year-old will be three in a year's time, will be hopefully out of diapers.
He better be.
And that would be, like, amazing.
It's like 50 bucks a month.
I know.
Saving money.
It's so much money. Diapers are so expensive.
I know. It's ridiculous. But that kind of reminds me.
But worth it. I would rather buy diapers than do cloth ones.
We walked into our girl's room. And their room smelled awful. And it turned out that our four-year-old, when she gets dressed in the morning, for some reason, was stashing her pull-ups under her bed. And so...
And a lot of them had pee in them because of...
like, nighttime pee. That's long. And so we ended up going under there and seriously pulled out, like, 8 or 9.
It was like a dozen of them.
It was so nasty.
We're like, why are you doing this to us?
I know, because she gets dressed, like, we don't help her.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know, I just assumed they're going into the garbage can. Or they used to just be on our floor, and we'd say, hey, pick that up. Maybe that's why, because she knew we'd be like, pick that up.
Maybe she's like, I don't want to pick this up.
Yeah, so that
it's
was...
going under the bed.
It's like the nastiest thing.
It was gross.
At least, well, it could have been nastier, but it was horrible. That it's like that mystery smell. I hate those mystery smells.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yep.
Anyway.
So, Monday was interesting.
Oh, yes.
We had an acquaintance friend who...
passed away.
Passed away. So, we went to the funeral. And one of my friends was in charge of the meal for the funeral. And she had her little baby with her. He's like, I don't know, 8 or 9 months old. And I just saw, she seemed stressed, so I said, let me take your baby home, and I'll watch him while you're doing this. So I have the baby home, and my kids, and then right before school's out, I have another friend who calls me frantically needing a babysitter. And so I could tell, well, everyone else was still working the funeral that would be able to watch her kids. So I was like, yeah, bring him over. So she brings her kid over, and then I realize, like, oops, I just... took up every seat in my van.
I don't have another spot for my own children when I pick them up.
There's like 20 minutes left before I need to go pick up my kids. But one of the kids I thought would be gone. I actually thought both of them would be gone before school is out. And so basically I load up our car and every car seat in the car is taken. And we get to school and I'm kind of just winging it. Like maybe somehow magically.
This will all work
out. I'll suddenly find a spot for my kids.
Yeah.
And so I pick up our kindergartner first, and I just sit her not in his car seat. Like, she's squeezed in between everything. And then we go to pick up my son, and he gets in the car, and he's like, and I'm like, I don't know, just sit somewhere.
Find a spot.
And then I'm still kind of like, I'm just going to figure this out. And I'm thinking he's just going to have to ride in the front seat, which is kind of illegal.
Just a little bit.
But we all did it when we were kids.
That's right. We're all alive. Back in my day.
I mean, we live right down the street, which I'm sure there's parents like, you horrible person. But I was desperate. I didn't know what to do. And then, so finally, we're just about to pull out of school. And one of the moms calls me and is like, I'm on my way. And so anyway, I just parked there and told her, meet me at the school. So But her kid, I couldn't get her out because the baby car seat and my baby's car seat were all blocking everything. So I had to open my trunk and, like, pull her out of the back of my van.
Maneuver her out. Yeah.
Yeah, pull her out and get her in. And then so we kind of had room for another kid. It still was, like, probably a little illegal. But anyway, so we get back home and I ended up watching that baby for like 4 or 5 hours. And at the end of that, that's when I was like, you know what? I don't want another baby.
Yeah.
Not that he was bad, but he was like eating everything off the floor. And I had to watch him all the time. And every time he'd cry, I'd have to like hold him with a bottle. And I was like, oh, how did I ever do this?
Yeah. We're like, well, maybe we don't want to go through this phase again.
I know. Like ever. Yeah. So, I mean, it was enlightening. I learned that I don't want more kids.
Yeah, so it's good.
But I was glad that I could help other people, but I was like, maybe next time I need to have a little more solid plan than, like, let's just figure it out as we go.
Yeah. So, but no, I mean, it all worked out. It was good.
It was stressful good.
Stressful good.
But I'm glad I could help.
We're always glad to help. So, one thing that we like to do, and some of you have may done it before, Lowe's, the home department store, they do, every once in a while, they do what's called the building workshop for kids, where they have, like, a wood kit that they can put together, hammer it with nails, and you know, it's really cool. I think it's lots of fun. We've done it a bunch. So that was something we did this week. They had their Halloween build, which was a haunted birdhouse. So they built a birdhouse and then put scary monster stickers on there. But they were really cute, scary monster stickers. But something that we cautioned and we told our oldest, he's like, I'm going to do it by myself. And we're like, okay, but if you mess up, or something doesn't go the way you want it, then it's okay. We can fix the problem.
This is the kid who's so perfectionist. Or, like, if he doesn't do it right the first time, it's over.
So he was doing really well, and then he got to one point where he couldn't get a nail in, and he kept trying, and then the nail got bent, and then he almost started having his little breakdown, and we're just like, and we kept our cool, so that was nice. We're just like, hey, you know, we told you that if you mess up, it's okay because we can fix it. It's not a big deal. And so,
except when you helped him, you ended up doing it backwards.
No, that was before. We'd already fixed that problem. So,
well, that upset him anyway.
Yeah, but then once we got everything going again, you know, everyone was happy. And Jackson, our 2 year old, who hasn't done it before because he hasn't really been able to, but he was able to, with a lot of assistance from mommy, was able to build his own birdhouse. So he had his hammer and he was hammering away and having a great time.
He was a psycho hammerer.
Yeah, he was.
Every time he'd take the hammer and I'd be like, okay, hit the nail. And he didn't care. He just started beating on the wood.
Bam, bam.
But every time he'd hit it, he had this like maniacal laugh, like, he was going crazy.
Well, at least he was hitting it harder than our 6-year-old was.
Oh, I know. She's like, tap,
tap, tap, tap, tap, tap, tap. I'm like, a little harder, honey. A little harder. Tap, tap, tap.
I know. It's funny that those things just like, come on, do it. Get a big hit.
I'm like, get angry at it. Hit it good.
I know. So,
but it's really cool. So if you haven't done that, that is something that I would recommend if for your kids of all various ages to go. So just go to Lowe's website and they have the, you know, the building workshop link there. And
they are not a sponsor.
They should be. But so yeah, so go and check that out. That's something really fun that you could do with your kids. And it's free, and that is an awesome thing. And they give you, like, an apron with working goggles and that you can keep. And then every single project you do, they give you an iron-on patch that you can put on your apron.
They don't really iron on that well.
They don't iron on that well. But It's really cool that they give you that. And this last time...
Yeah, forget Cub Scouts. Let's just get him those badges.
I know. But we went... This last workshop we went to, we saw a kid with his apron. And it was like... Every inch of his apron was covered in a patch. And we're like... Whoa, that kid's hardcore.
You can just see our kid's wheels turning like, I want that.
Yeah. So, like, and I just saw the kid, and he had to have been, like,
he looked 10, older.
Like 10 or 11. But he got his kit, and he put it together by himself, and then I was just like, wow, he really enjoys this. And, you know, he had his 50 patches on there or something like that. It was crazy.
I wanted it.
It was,
saw it, and I'm like, I will have one of those.
It will be mine. Oh, yes. But no, it was really, I like doing those. They're fun.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of fun, kid stuff.
Kid stuff?
We were at the library.
Okay.
And I saw Casper, the movie Casper from the 90s.
Yeah, with Christina Ricci when she was a kid.
Yeah, and I was like, I loved that movie.
Yeah.
And so I was so excited, like, let's introduce it to our kids. And so we rented it, and we came home, and got them all ready for their awesome Halloween movie, and we had popcorn and ice cream, and we put it in, and they lasted, like, 10 minutes.
Nah, it was more like 40.
Maybe.
They lasted, like, 40 minutes.
They were flopping around and doing cartwheels and not really listening.
But it's funny, because about the hour mark of the movie came, and we're just like, guys.
It was so annoying.
We're like, just go outside and play or something.
Well, for a while, we're like, sit down and watch the movie. And all of them were like, we are watching. And so we'd let it go for a few minutes. And he'd be like, sit down and watch the movie.
We are. And then I'm like, so they all went outside. But they were only outside for like 5-10 minutes. And then they came back inside and they actually sat down and finished the movie.
They just need to get I
guess they just needed a 10-minute break to go outside, run around a few times, come back and watch the rest of the movie.
Right.
So, but it's super fun, Casper.
It was just as good as I remember.
But a lot more like, I mean, it's rated PG, but it swore more than I remembered it swearing. Like,
yeah.
You know,
actually, I remember that being the very first movie I can ever remember swearing. Like, I remember being little and it drops the word and I was like,
yeah. And you're just like, oh no.
I even remembered at what part. Like, yeah. I muted it when she, anyway. So, I don't know. I guess I don't know why I was excited to show that to the kids when I remember it, that being the swear movie.
But no, it was still fun. We enjoyed it. It was like nostalgia.
I know. It was so fun. And it was fun to watch a little Halloween movie. So,
yeah.
That wasn't scary for our kids.
Yeah.
They're scared of everything.
One of my favorite movies of all time is Nightmare Before Christmas. And our kids do not want to watch it with me.
I know.
And I'm just like, come on, guys. It's not that scary. It's not scary. It's a cute, fun show with great music in it. And finally, the 6-year-old's like, oh, okay, I'll watch it. But the 8-year-old still is like,
yeah, he thinks it's
adamant about not watching it.
Well, our kids ran out of the room when we tried to watch Hotel Transylvania when it first came out because it was scary.
Yeah, so
we have little special children. Speaking of movies, we watched a lot apparently. But when we watched the Barbie movie, it had an ad for a new Monster High movie called Boo York the Musical. And I was like, musical?
Ooh, musical.
And then I saw that it was on Netflix. And I'm like, guys, let's watch this movie. And Grayson was like, no, I don't want to watch that. And so me and the other two watch it. And the whole time I'm watching it, I was like, this isn't a musical. It's like lame pop stuff. And the main guy is supposed to be like an Egyptian god. But he just wants to rap because he has the music in his soul. It sounds like this rap theater
lame.
I know. And so the whole time I'm like, oh my gosh. And I was kind of hoping the kids would just get bored with it. And then
no, they don't get bored with the movie that we don't like.
I know. And then so they end up watching it. And by the end of the movie, Grayson was sitting with us watching it. And then so today or yesterday, Saturday, we watched it on Friday. And then on Saturday, we slept in. And our kids come into our room and they're all singing the Monster High song. I'm like, wow, you guys still remember those lyrics? Uh-huh. Like, that's pretty impressive. And they're like, that's because we just finished watching it again. And then so today Lacey's like, can we watch Monster High again? I'm like, oh, we're man.
Like, no.
I introduced it to him, but now they're hooked on a lame-o movie.
That's how it is. You remember last Christmas when they were hooked on like that
Magic Crystal
movie from like Belgium or something like that.
It's like the worst dubbed over foreign film.
Some weird foreign film that Grayson was just loved that movie for some reason.
It was so bad. Some kids love Pixar and our kids like the badly dubbed foreign films.
That's right. So what bad movies do your kids like? We'd like to hear about it. So, but yeah, that was our crazy week. And like we said, it's late, so we're not going to have a topic tonight, but we still wanted to let you know about our crazy week and let you know that we love all of you listeners and we appreciate you. And yeah.
Have a good night.
Yes, definitely. So thank you for listening to The Clown Car. Parenting is hard. And we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
Just remember, our way is not the only way. Find what works for you.
You're doing a good job.
Yes. You can follow us and share your thoughts on Facebook and Twitter at The Clown Car and email us at theclowncarshow@gmail.com. Make sure you subscribe,
rate,
review our show on iTunes, and until next time, enjoy your circus. You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.